When you build the new post-frame structure for your ag operation, a machine shop, garage, or shed, you need to work with someone who's as dedicated to their craft as you are. That's why you hire the crew from Astro Buildings. Our expertise with durable post-frame construction and quality metal roofing shines bright from the moment our boots hit the ground. Get started today. Visit astrobuildings.com or call us at 800-822-7876.
Real food lovers can summon the aroma of a steak on the grill through sheer metal prowess. They defy the turkey tradition and serve a prime rib on Thanksgiving. Real food lovers know there's nothing like a great piece of beef. Beef. It's high in important nutrients, it's leaner than it was two decades ago, and it tastes delicious. Brought to you by
Husker Irrigation, your local Zomatic dealer, Holdridge and Kearney, Tri-State Livestock McCook, and Cozad Services Cozad.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Well, some call it a turnaround Tuesday. It was an interesting market trade as we took a look at the fact that we saw a lot of negativity in the markets, but we did see some positives, especially on those backsides for the soybeans. And then, man, the livestock side of the trade, they normally is a Monday trade, turned into a Tuesday trade. So we'll talk more about why we're seeing some good numbers there. We'll also focus on a listener question when it comes to Brazil and the soybean crop. Lots that we're going to look at today as Alan Brugler joins us. He is with Brugler Marketing and Management. So let's kind of talk, first of all, that even though we saw some negative trade today, there still is a kind of a rally feel going on within these markets from a grains. What's your takeaway, Alan?
Yeah, I like the chart action here. With the USDA reports coming out on Friday and their first estimates for 24-25 production and supply and demand, there's some concern about them giving us a negative surprise. But the fact is we're rallying right up into that report, and we've managed to encourage some of the shorts to depart the market, the speculative shorts, that there's still some remaining there to feed the rally. And I think we've just got this sense that whether this is the rally for the summer or at least a down payment on one, that we're in the middle of it.
So having said that, how high could it go, or what is the feel that you're getting as you look at these markets?
Well, we know that the old crop carryout for corn is still going to be 2 billion bushels, plus or minus 100 million. So it's not like we're going to run out of old crop corn. That's the boat anchor we're dragging, or the ball and chain we're dragging with us on the rally. It's going to somewhat cap how far we can go with old crop. But what we do like is the export window here, with Brazil out of the market until the middle of June for the most part. The U.S., unless we rally too far, too fast, and price ourselves out, we should see some pretty good volumes here. Looking at new crop corn, again, waiting on USDA's numbers on Friday, 496 is a 61.8% retracement. If you really want to be bulled up, you notice that we broke the two-thirds speed line, which suggested a run at 5.25 sometime this summer. The bear argument is, of course, we've already rallied on the new crop from 440 to 480. At some point we're going to take a little more of a breather.
So you and I talked during the weekend report, and you guys have both talked about some new money being factored in. Do you still think that's going to be a part of what we see in this trade?
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of inflation trade money coming in. There's also, I think, as I indicated in the weekend report, there's also a rule of thumb in the stock market: sell in May and go away, come back after Labor Day. The stock market tends to chop around and not really show much net gain over the summer. So some of the hot money that wants big gains is going to pull out of the stock market, particularly after the rally we've had since the first of the year, and go try and find another playground. Well, that can be commodities because they're more volatile during the summer. So I think we are seeing, if you look at commitment traders, we saw partly short covering and partly new money coming in on the long side in that last commitment trades report. So that was last week's part of the rally.
You know, I thought it was interesting. I was doing some reading earlier this morning, Alan, and it was talking about just kind of lack of any sort of news, some quiet action trade. And I'm thinking, well, yeah, and you look at the markets as a whole here in the States, there's not a lot of excitement going on. Corn, for example, because we're in the middle of spring planting. What are your thoughts? What is it going to take to spur some excitement news within this market trade?
Well, I, again, the futures are showing that there's something afoot, and they usually lead the news, so there's something out there. It could be crop-related. It could be South American-related, and we can certainly talk about that. It could also be, as you look at the El Nino to La Nina transition, is there going to be a problem in the last half of the growing season, in July, August, September? It's a long way from now, but do you want to be short if you anticipate that you might have some dryness issues later in the season?
So how do we seek out some export potential? Because we know that's definitely been on the quiet side.
Yeah, exports, I think soybean exports are going to be a struggle. Just because we're still high priced relative to South America. You've got, even with the Rio Grande do Sul flooding problems, you've still got a fairly large Brazilian crop, 148 to 152 million tons, depending on who's counting. Argentina's had a very good season and much more production than a year ago. So bean sales are going to tend to struggle here. I think the bull story on beans is if you can get the fuel demand up a little bit, whether that's through SAF or just renewable diesel, and get bean oil back off the floor. Bean oil kind of priced itself out of the market relative to palm oil and also the fats, yellow and white grease. But again, that's the growth story, is probably domestic bean oil used for fuel. And you can't deny that need for a very long period of time, particularly with more refineries coming online.
What about from a wheat perspective? I mean, Black Sea region, there's still a lot of tensions there. Is there the opportunity for us yet?
Yeah, this is the time period where we should see rallies in wheat. I've been saying that for months. We're coming into the end of the marketing year. USDA's been saying for quite some time that if you exclude China and just you look at world stocks use without China, things are going to be the tightest since 07, 08 or earlier. But the point was that's for the tail end of the marketing year. And up until we got to this window, it wasn't the tail end. Things weren't as tight as USDA is projecting for the full year. Now we're in that window. You've seen, with this week's exception, we were a little slower on export inspections this week, but we've seen really strong wheat export inspections the last couple of weeks.
We do have a lot more coming up as we get ready for the second half. It's a Channel Final Bell on the World.
When you're a farmer, tomorrow always brings a new challenge. Unexpected weather, invasive pests, volatile markets, the list goes on. But with the enhanced Channel Seed Brand's top-performing products, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can rise to meet them all. Channel Seed, let's rise to the challenge. And catch our new Channel Nebraska podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Save up to 75% on select clothing, footwear, pet toys, sporting goods, and more at your new Baumgars. Exciting changes are on the horizon. We're bringing in a fresh assortment of products you're sure to love. To make room, we're clearing out lots of great product, all priced to sell. Stay tuned for the all-new shopping experience at your local family-owned Baumgars, located at 1701 Plum Creek Parkway in Lexington.
Since 1980, Timpty's been the heart of American craftsmanship. Proudly made in the USA by dedicated Nebraskans. Need help? They've got you covered. Their support centers in Aurora and David City offer top-notch service from parts to sales. And here's the kicker. Nebraska folks, you get factory direct pricing. That's right, unbeatable deals in 2024. Hauling grain, feed, or any dry bulk commodity? Trust Timpty for reliability and efficiency. Timpty, where quality meets heritage. Swing by your local support center or give them a call. Timpty, as hardworking as you are.
Take your summer to the next level, because the hottest summer party is back. The Buzz's Marine Pontoon Party is here, and it's time to upgrade to a pontoon or triple toon for the ultimate lake party with family and friends. Purchase any pontoon and receive a free grill and a $300 steak package. But that's not all. Buy a triple toon and get a paradise pad in addition to the grill and steak package. Hurry in, this pontoon party promotion ends May 25th. Buzz's Marine, 5th and Central in Kearney, or find out more at buzzesmarine.com.
Second half here, Alan, with a question that came from one of our listeners. And his question was, how bad is the beans right now in South America, specifically Brazil, where they've had all this rain? And is there some concerns as they move forward?
Well, I think it's a great question. The situation, of course, is that most of the Brazilian harvest is over. Okay? They as you know, they plant double crop corn or winter corn after beans. And most of the winter corn, over 90%, is already planted, which tells you most of the beans are off. Most of the beans that aren't harvested yet are in Rio Grande do Sul, which has been getting absolutely pounded with rain. You've had local accumulations of 10 inches or more, 20 inches over an X period of time in a few areas. So that's just a lot of water for some crops that are still in the field. Now, you know, you do the math, you have to remember, first of all, there's two hills for every valley. And so some of the beans are on high ground, they're not in bottom ground, and they're not flooded out. But with that kind of rain at with beans that are about ready to harvest, you also know you're going to have tremendous quality problems on the remaining beans. You're going to get sprout damage, or you're going to get mold, or other problems. Our best estimate is that there were about 5.5 million tons of beans yet to be harvested. And we figure probably 1.5 to 2 million tons actually lost due to the weather. And of the remaining three, probably half of that is going to have some kind of quality issue. Now, it won't show up as reduced production, but it'll show up as you know, a basis discount or a processing discount. It's for the producer. Now, let's put that in perspective. Nationally, you know, they're somewhere between 148 and 152 million tons of production. There's still a pretty big gap there between the CONAB estimate and the USDA's estimate. So you have to figure out which number you're deducting from. They're obviously going to have a smaller crop than a year ago. But the other thing is that Argentina had a drought a year ago, and their crop is almost, for soybeans, is almost double what it was a year ago. So, you know, they're more than offsetting the Brazilian losses, even with the problems of Rio Grande do Sul. And, you know, so their South American production is still going to be record or near record, even with this loss. Now, that's not to discount the rally that we're having in beans. You know, you did reduce production by 2, 3, 4 million tons, depending on who's betting their money in the market. And therefore, world prices should be a little bit higher. And I think that's what we're seeing here.
So I think there's some optimism, though, that the minute you hear the word of struggle, even though it's a very small part of the beans that are let to be harvested, that they would come looking to the United States for some sum.
Yeah, again, the hard part is it's right after their harvest, and if they've got 148 million tons of beans, 80 million tons are going to be exported. Most of those are sitting there somewhere in the supply chain. So you can be optimistic that it will eventually mean some more sales for the U.S., because otherwise those sales would have been made by South America. But it might not be up front. It might not be immediate. But the market's job is it's a futures market, so it's trying to adjust the price level to the perception of tighter supply. And then you throw a little bit of wet weather in the U.S. and slower planting progress. And I think and the fact that the funds were big shorts, and you can justify a rally here. And that's what we're getting.
So jump over to the livestock side. Is the box beef prices, do you see that as an encouragement for what we see in these markets?
Yeah, they're kind of the key here in a lot of ways, because you've got very tight margins right now between the box beef cutouts and the five-area cash cattle. Tyson just reported a big loss for their beef processing operation because margins are too tight. They're losing money. My point being, if box beef goes up, then you're going to see increased cash cattle prices because the cattle numbers themselves are fairly snug here, well advertised. We're down 4 or 5 years in the cattle cycle now, and you just have fewer head on feed. You also have, relative to the last 3 or 4 years, pretty tight ready numbers for May and June. That is, the availability of cattle that are ready to go to slaughter.
What's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
Oh, call us 402-697-3623. Visit our website, www.Brugler, BRUGLERMKTG, or Brugler Marketing, spelled out, either one, .com. Or follow us on Twitter at BruglerMKTG.
All right, that has been today's Channel Final Bell. The Channel Final Bell is brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional, right here on the Rural Radio Network.
$100 off. That sounds like me reconciling my bank statement. Fortunately for you, that is not the case. This is your opportunity to save $100 at Nebraska Land, Kansas Land, or Colorado Land Tires Red Hot Summer Sale. Now through May 18th, when you purchase and install any set of four tires from Nebraska Land, Kansas Land, or Colorado Land Tire, you instantly get $100 off. Same deal with any mechanical service over $500, an instant $100 off right then and there. Go to thetirestore.com. Get your car ready for summer. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At Bruce Furniture, they don't throw parties very often.
But when they do it big.
Bruce Furniture proudly invites you to a very special party
dedicated to the women of our community.
Because Michael Bruce said our hardworking women deserve an evening of fun.
So come to Bruce Furniture this Thursday for free drinks,
free food,
free gifts,
and free raffles.
They've even brought in a masseuse giving away free massages.
Plus, everything at Bruce Furniture is at least 10% off, along with stackable discounts on furniture and decor tied with colored balloons.
Items tied with silver balloons give you an extra 5% off.
The gold balloons give you an extra 10% off.
And the red balloons mean you get an extra 30% off
on furniture and decor throughout the store.
And special financing will be exclusively available during the party.
The special events of the evening start at 4 p.m.
So all you ladies and you who love them
are invited to join the party and have some fun
this Thursday only at Bruce Furniture.
Details online
at brucefurniture.com.